The weekend's here, and we're picking up the tempo today, Sunday, getting ready for the new week ahead. You're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and I've been providing remote room service to clients around the world and supporting on-site clients for over 30 years. You can contact me anytime at www.askavi.com, on Twitter at ASKAVIE. Our open buffet of Tech Gourmet Q&A is still fresh and going strong. Grab your favorite beverage, put on your comfortable headphones, and I invite you to be part of the audio show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment on any segment, offer up your own tips, suggestions, or ideas. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. If you've never called before, what are you waiting for? Stay tuned. More Tech Talk tips coming right up. This is your Sunday Motivation for 128.18. We're getting down to the end of the first month of the year. And I ask you, do you use laser-like focus to approach a particular challenge in your life? Do you make sure that the priorities in your life are being handled aside first, with first priority, from anything else you might like to do? Now, your priorities may not be things you enjoy. However, they need to be addressed as your primary focus, because when you start to deviate from those things that are important, they can affect you long term and very seriously. So you want to make sure, whether it's your health, whether it is your wealth, whether it is your primary business or social or whatever is important to you. It doesn't mean that what's important to you is important to someone else. But if it's important to you and it is a primary key reason why you wake up in the morning, then you need to place priority and focused attention on that before you do anything else. Take it from me. I'm an older guy, and you may be young. You may be into social media. You may be into other things that you find extreme enjoyment in, but it's not always about enjoying the things you like to do that makes it important in the overall scheme of things. And recently, I've looked at things from a completely different perspective. Things have changed in my life, not from anything serious that you should be worried about, but from a very important priority and motivation standpoint. And when I look at things from that perspective, I say, maybe I've been placing too much emphasis and time in areas that don't give me the reward that I'm looking for. And you need to do the same thing I submit to you. Take a look at where you've been spending your time, how it's been working out for you, and make sure that you evaluate it to your most significant benefit. Don't simply look at it from a enjoyment standpoint. Make sure that you're getting the reward that you intend to get from whatever you do, and place your time and priorities on those things that will give you the greatest benefit long term. I submit to you that you will wind up getting some great insight into that approach. Think about it. Let me know. Are you taking that approach? You can get things done extraordinarily quickly if you take a laser-like focus on the mission that you are out to do. Hope you're having a great Sunday. It's going to be a great day. Make it one.
Avi, how are you, kind sir? This is Cherise Taylor from Share with Cherise. And I had a question, and I knew that the tech concierge could come up with an answer for me. So when we first switched over to Anchor 2.0 last March, I started this show called The Quiet Storm, where I play my favorite, you know, old school R&B jams. So what I noticed, though, is that these are not people who are echoing the songs before it falls off the 24 hours. These are just people who are randomly echoing stuff from my quiet storms. And I'm like, How are they doing that when it fell off like months ago? And they never echoed it, never became a part of their station. How do you just go find stuff from someone's station and echo it? It's weird. Please help.
Charisse, thanks for that call. And you know, I've had a similar interest because I do often see songs that get echoed on people's stations that I have used in the past. But they're certainly not included in any of my episodes, and you can't get in other people's archives. So the question is, how is it happening? There's two theories that I have. One, the possibility that at one time they did echo that song. Now, you said they didn't echo it. I don't know what evidence you have of that particular situation, but let's say they didn't echo it. Let's assume, though, first they did. They echoed the song. The song becomes part of their own archive, and then they go back into their own archive and republish it. It may be triggering an echo notification that they have done exactly that. And the echo repeats anytime they share content that came from your station. It happens with segments. We know that, right? So I have a feeling that that's the case. Now, the only other option is that they're using a song that you used from the Apple or Spotify library, and for some reason, some type of record has been maintained that you have used that song in the past as well, and that the other person likes that song too, they used it, and you get a notification. They're the only two ideas that I have. Maybe someone else is a more tested possibility. I haven't tested any of these theories, Charisse, so what I'm saying is purely speculative. I normally like to test things before, but it's kind of difficult to test that. So what we could do is an experiment, if you like. We can take a song that you push out on your station. I'll echo it. You'll get a notification. And then a few days later, I will take it from my archive and push it out, see if you get a notification. That's really one of the best ways to test it. Otherwise, I'd like to hear some other theories. Let me know. Always like your contributions. I don't have all the answers, but I certainly will seek the answer out once I have a mission to do it. Let's find out. Why are you getting notifications when songs get echoed on people's stations and you don't have any evidence that you've used that song recently? Love to know.
Avi, hello. How are you? I feel a bit of concern. I don't know why I feel a bit of concern. And I'm not even sure what the concern is. But I just think to myself, there's something happening. I don't know what it is. And just want you to know I'm thinking of you. I hope you're dancing this weekend. If you are, I hope you're enjoying it. Take care.
Sir Paul Omani, no reason for concern, my friend. Anything that you're feeling is something that I've been feeling as well. And I got to tell you, I'm going to share it with you today, Sunday, a spiritual day. I have found my soulmate. I have found my true love, my friend. And she is just one remarkable woman that I have been likely seeking all of my entire 60 years here on this earth. And it's been taking my focus and interest away from almost everything I'm doing and been spending a lot of time with her. This has been her birthday week, and we've been going out, dancing, enjoying some fine dining establishments, and it's just been a remarkable experience. And it's been not only that, but combined with how busy I've been in my business, I've taken a lot of time away from Anchor and my mission here when I'm constantly interacting and doing much more here on Anchor. So if you've seen evidence of me being a bit dismissive of my station and not getting as much information and content out to you, they're the two primary reasons why. And I'll give you much more information as time goes on. I don't normally share my personal life in social media. I don't put too much out on Facebook about it or Instagram. But we'll be sharing some pictures of our great adventure this weekend in the birthday world, and it will be tremendous. But she's not only a great partner, she's a great dance partner as well. And you may have heard that I've had turmoil in a previous relationship, and it was all meant to be. I believe that. I believe things happen for a purpose. I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe the universe works in its grand mystery to make things happen based on a master plan. And for me and for my ex-relationship, she found love, and I never expected to. I got to be honest with you. I thought that I would simply go on dancing with different people for a long time, and I'm still dancing with different people. We both do. We are very avid dancers. We've been dancing, both of us, in the same community for over 40 years, believe it or not, but we never really got to know each other, and it's just a great, great relationship, and it's building, and it's as if we've known each other all our lives. So in certain respects, we actually have. So that's the answer, Paul. And I hope you don't feel slighted in any way. I do want to continue our calls with Paul, and want to make sure the Coffee Clash comes back, and hopefully we can get that started again very soon. Stay tuned. I will be giving you a private call to let you know what time that's going to happen. And that's what's been going on with your Tech Concierge. You're up to date.
Oh, Avi, that's wonderful news. I'm thrilled for you. Oh, that is, well, I tell you what, it's a relief and it's a joy. Oh, that was, oh, that is just gorgeous. There's nothing more I can say. Well, of course, there's a million things I could say. But I celebrate you. And if I wasn't driving a horse and a pony in a horse box behind me, I'd be cracking open a bottle to celebrate you. Oh, look, that's fantastic. Hip hip hooray, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, well done, man. Great.
Oh, Avi, oh my gosh, that is so wonderful. You're so amazing, and I'm so happy that you were able to find your true love. And I know she is one lucky gal. Good for her and good for you. And God bless you both. And I wish you many years of happiness together. Bye for now.
Thank you, Miss Queen Eileen. I appreciate that. Thank you, Paul. Your support is very, very important to me. And I played both of your comment segments to Betty Ann. She got to listen in, and she's very much appreciative as well. And I'm going to do an experiment now. I'm going to use a song from Charisse's station, as we talked about, to see if, in fact, when I echo it, I'm going to be archiving this song, and we're going to get it into the archives. And next week, I'm going to bring it back, and I'm going to see if Charisse gets a notification. We're going to be using Too Close by Next. Not a bad song. Good dance tune. And a little bit provocative. Like it. Here we go.